Yes, you see, the irony was that everybody said the Grundys would be all right because nobody would lend them any money. The whole problem was that people got into debt because they borrowed so much and then couldn't pay it back. But what happens is Eddie, of course, goes and buys a great deal of animal food on credit, which we couldn't pay for, and then we went bankrupt. But it is an irony that we always thought we were safe. As actors, we thought we were safe in Grange Farm.
But they thought they were going to be there forever, because I remember a scene when Joe was 70, I think, when he actually said,
"One day this will be yours." No, people lent us money.
It was sad losing
it. It was.
For actors as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, we actually had tears in our eyes, didn't we?
Yeah, the final scene, we had to leave. Yeah. We left the studio after the episode, and then we stayed there. We couldn't go away.
Yeah, we couldn't go home.
And the director came out with a bottle of wine. That was the only way you could get rid of it.
We were in the studio, but yes, it was our home. You know, Grange Farm, all the stories you've had at Grange Farm, all the laughs we've had, all the tragedies, everything. We suddenly realised we wouldn't do a scene in Grange Farm, perhaps again, as living there.
And I still miss the fact that we, you know, we kind of belong on a farm, I think. I still feel that we're not quite right in our very much more comfortable house with a nice kitchen and central heating and all that, you know, but I still sort of feel that they're not at home anymore.
Well, Grange Farm will be all right now.
Yes,
yeah. We could go back now. It'd be nice and comfortable, and a lot's been spent on it.
Yes, in spite of the lack of avocado bathroom suites. Yes. Yes, and the irony was, you see, that when we moved out, we had to be rehoused. So we were put into this modern block of flats
called
Meadow Rise.
That's the awful irony
of the whole thing. It was called Meadow Rise, and it was awful urban flat.
Which, from what they were used to. You
poor Joe, him, and he nearly went over the edge.
As listeners will remember the episode involving the ferrets.
The ferrets.
Yeah. Tragedy. I mean, it happens in real life, of course. People, I know of a farmer that had to give up the farm, and he moved into a city. And of course, it's a total different way of life. It, you know, it really, really is.
Did you feel a sense of responsibility that you were representing them in some way?
I think we were. I mean, from my own personal experience, I went into my local pub, and there was a farmer there who actually came up to me one night and said, you know, I know exactly what Joe's going through, because I've been doing the same as Joe. I've been walking around the farm looking at whatever's going on. I'm thinking, what is going to happen? So, yeah, it was. It does reflect life and my personal experience. It was,
turning the key for the last time. That's what I remember, turning the key. Larry's still is very wary of Brian Aldridge. She's never really forgiven him. I don't know how much to do with him, but I do occasionally have dealings with him, and I always still have to remind myself that I completely blamed him.
Yeah.
He said, no, he tried to save us. It was Borchester, what's it called, Enterprises or something?
Borchester Land.
Yeah.
Was it when?
And that he on the board, he tried to stop us being thrown out. But I suppose you want someone to blame, don't you?
I blame Graham Ryder.
That's one of the great things about The Archers, the fact that you can have an incident 10 years ago that still has ramifications for every scene that you play today, really. That's quite unusual for an actor as well.
Yes, I think, I mean, I haven't been in the programme as long as many people, only 20 years. But I think because directors change and writers change, that normally it's the actors who actually remember the details more than anyone. Well, Camilla's wonderful in our office here, who's the archivist. But there are things that only the actor will remember, because really nobody else was sort of around writing.
True. Yeah.
And there was one example when the scriptwriters came up with an idea about something that had happened in the past, which had never actually gone on air, because when Tom Forrest almost went to jail for being accused of murder, when he was actually in custody, he thought Prue had had an affair, which was all dismissed and said it wasn't. But many years later, Joe, thinking he was on the point of going to the great farm upstairs, suddenly felt he had to get everything off his chest and went round confessing to Tom Forrest that it was him that had had the affair with Prue. And that was rather light. I rather enjoyed that storyline.
Yeah.
It was rather pathetic in a way, because I remember there was a line much later on when Prue finally passed on, when he said, I was very fond of Prue. Very fond indeed.
That's the lovely thing about the Grundys as well, that there's so much light and shade. You can play comedy and you can play tragedy at the same time.
Yeah, well, we are the
pathos is we're very good at that.
We are the rude mechanicals, yeah. You see, when there's a very heavy storyline and everything is very sad and dreary, apart from the farm, Grange Farm, we come in and lighten things up a bit.